Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Banerjee Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. It is now time for Why It Matters. So when was the last time you went out to a shop at a shopping mall? Have you been through crowds recently?
Actually, Elliot, I myself know, because I was never really much of a shopper anyway.
Oh.
Or a brick and mortar shopper anyway. I would buy a lot of my things online, even before COVID. But a lot of my friends have started revisiting the shopping malls because suddenly it's feeling like a novelty, right?
Yes.
Because we've been under these restrictions for quite some time. However, we must bear in mind that stories of deserted malls used to surface even before COVID-19. So brick and mortar was under the microscope even before this. The current situation, of course, has made us spend even less at brick and mortar shops. E-commerce totally booming. Where does that then leave brick and mortar and retail malls, right?
You bring up a very good point. It's actually a before COVID issue, right? Well, there are some market research reports, and it's shown that offline retail represents 91% of the total retail market in ASEAN and will be the dominant channel of retail sales in the foreseeable future. So all this has, you know, mall operators not quite able to track daily sales or provide retail rebates and tenant support in response to COVID-19. Lockdowns, can't provide valid real-time data, important insights. All of this are very, very crucial because that leads to good business decisions.
Yep, and at least some elevation in terms of where we are right now. Aggregating and analyzing the physical retail transactions does present a challenge too, as well, not just an opportunity. Mm. Our next guest, AI Amazing. It's a play on artificial intelligence and the word amazing, of course. They've built a solution to allow mall management and retailers to achieve data visibility through custom development, mall marketing as well, in-mall royalty, benchmarking, and gross turnover solutions. So how can all of these solutions possibly help the brick-and-mortar retail scene at this time? Perhaps it could also resolve some of those issues that surfaced between tenants and landlords, all of those accentuated during the pandemic.
Let's try and find out more from our next guest, Jun Ting, the Chief Executive Officer of AI Amazing. Jun Ting, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Pleasure to be here.
You're feeling AI amazing today, correct?
Yes, AI amazing.
Hey, you know what? Start us off by telling us about the company. What more can you tell us about AI amazing? What exactly do you do?
Yeah, I think just now, Ila bring out a very, very good point, right? So I think the problem today, like when we look at e-commerce, their growth is like crazy. Yeah, but actually 91% of the retail sales is still happening at offline, right? So, but the biggest problem today is the mall, actually, they don't really have that kind of visibilities or complete or 100% accurate data due to the fragmented of the point of sales POS system, right? So I think for AI Amazing, actually, we provide a retail data platform and then helping the shopping mall to have that kind of real-time visibilities of the data so they can actually understand what really happening inside their mall in real-time, and then they can really make a decision based on the data. I think one of the unique selling points for us is actually without any integration to the existing point of sales, and AI Amazing is able to help the shopping mall to unlock the data from every single tenant point of sales, right? So actually we're helping the mall to have that kind of super easy, and then they are able to collect the data from their tenants in real time.
Right, so they're not groping in the dark anymore. They actually are using real data-driven insights to elevate the business. Tell us more about what's really required here. I mean, is there hardware required or is it just a software issue?
Yeah. So actually for us is we will provide a plug-and-play hardware device to every single tenant. So for that, it's just no need any integration. We no need install anything on the existing POS system. Just purely plug-and-play device. And then everything we are able to send to the cloud. And then that's all for the merchant. They can look at data on the cloud, and then they can really using that data to help them to make a lot of business decisions.
Wow. Hey, I'm excited about this. So you plug and play the device. Let's talk about how it works. So what's it capturing and what's the process like before it goes up to the cloud, that is?
Yeah, so actually, really point of play, right? So when the device will actually connect between the POS, the point of sale, and the printer. Yeah.
Oh, is this as simple as that?
Yep. Just plug it in, and then everything will flow through the cloud, and then they can see everything on the cloud already.
Wow, nice.
Let's get granular about the data, though, Junting. What exact type of data can it provide, and what is the data that is actually of use to retailers?
Yeah, so actually, this is very, very interesting for the mall and the tenants, right? So I think when we look at e-commerce, the data is super easy to be able to access. So actually, at e-commerce platform, they can see every single transaction happening in their platform. So then they can really using the data to helping the platform and the merchant inside the platform to make a lot of decisions. So you can see a lot of flash sales, a lot of voucher. So we actually trying to bring these whole capabilities for the e-commerce back to the physical mall. So you can imagine like mall can have that kind of capability to run a campaign for flash sale for 2 hours. All the F&B inside my mall for these 2 hours, I will give you a $10 off voucher. And why they are doing this is because they know their shopper is for these 2 hours, they really like to shop in the F&B store. Yeah, or they can run a lot of things that like 9-9, 10-10, 11-11 that e-commerce can run. So we're really using the data to help the mall to actually unlock this kind of opportunity.
Wait. Junting, I like that. I like what you're bringing up, Junting. So we can use this data and, you know, use certain time spaces within a day to take advantage. But where does this position a brick and mortar versus an online store? How does it make the brick and mortar, well, for lack of a better choice of words, better than the online shopping?
So example will be, maybe I give an example, will be like, for the brick and mortar store, maybe they have their own loyalty programs, right? So they can know their customers very well. But for the online store, they have one more advantage is because as a platform, e-commerce platform, I can see my entire shopper journey. So they go to shop the store A, and then they buy a certain item, and then they will go for the store B and buy the certain item. So actually, we bring these back to the physical brick and mortar store, and then we will using that to help the shopping mall. They know exactly the shopper will go to A and buy a coffee, then they will go to the B store and buy a shoes. Right. So then, as a mall, actually they can help to bring these two brick and mortar stores together. And then they say, why not you can run the campaign together? Because I know that the shopper, when they go to the shop A, after that, there's 95% they will go to the shop B and buy a shoes inside the shop B. So then they can actually get the entire shopper to keep shopping inside their shopping mall.
You know, Junting, a lot of businesses are now going into omni-channel marketing, right? So it's an omni-channel shopping experience that they need to provide. So I'm sure they're also making decisions along the lines of how to get the e-commerce shopper into the mall as well, luring them into the mall as well. Do you have any examples of how some of these insights can manage that?
Yeah, I think the gap today, back to that, what we mentioned just now, is again, this is a really fragmented point of sale system, right? So the online data is there already. It's very easy to able to access. But when it comes to the offline, always will have a problem to facing this like really fragmented point of sale system. So what we actually do is plug our device in. We unlock the offline data. So then we can see the customers, the full journey from the online and the offline. So what is the customers buy online? And then when they come to the offline, what they will purchase in the offline. So actually we're helping one of the retailers to see this kind of the omni-channel, online to offline. So then what they will do is actually when you buy certain item at online, they will give a special voucher for you to actually bring you down to offline and experience certain item at the offline store.
Right, you got to integrate the two. The thing is, this sort of data has been widely available in e-commerce marketplaces, but clearly not to physical retailers and mall operators, a point that you made earlier. Clearly, there was a problem with adoption. There has been a problem with adoption. But Elliot earlier remarked how easy it sounds. You know, you just got to plug it in and it's so easy to implement. I'm sure that's one of the factors that will allow for more widespread adoption among retail and mall operators. But what else do you think needs to be done in order to get these individuals on board?
I think recent years, for example, actually, because of COVID-19, so we actually work with Enterprise Singapore and Hong Leong. So actually we're helping them not only understand their customers' behavior And the other thing is for the rental rebate, right? So I think this recent, a very hot topic is like a lot of merchants, they will feel that the tenants not really on their side to helping them. So we've, in this case, actually, we work with this Enterprise Singapore and Hong Leong. We're actually helping the Hong Leong to using the data to really understand like what happening inside their mall. And then based on that, they actually can give great rebate for those merchants have the most affected. So then for the tenants, actually, they will also feel that mall actually is not only bringing more customers to them, and also actually because the mall more understand their performance, and then they will give more help to the tenants.
Got an out-of-box question here. So you explained that the issues that the tenants and retailers, or sorry, tenants and landlords faced last year, and how these could help tenants in terms of, you know, managing their sales, etc., etc. Can the landlords get involved here? Can the landlords tap on the data to start thinking about, say, for example, opening and closing time, or perhaps even the type of shops, the type of tenants that they would bring into their mall? Can they utilize such data?
Yes, yes. So actually, there's one of the use cases. Malls were using these to actually utilize. So then they will really understand that if there's a bubble multi, is it I want them to open at a level 2 or level 1 or even B1? Yes.
So that's specific, yeah? To what extent do you still find some resistance to this sort of technology? Because we alluded to some resistance earlier that, you know, all this time, this has been possible. It's just that the retail malls and brick and mortar stores were perhaps resistant to adopting it. It is often about mindsets rather than the ease of use. Correct. So what are you doing to address mindsets in terms of adopting more technology, better technology as we move forward in order to elevate businesses and to future-proof them against crises?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very good one. It's because from e-commerce, when we started, when the merchant, if they have all the e-commerce, right, they need to share all the data with the platform. So that is like a default setting, right? But when the offline brick and mortar store, when they started the store, is they are running individually. So what actually we do is really step by step. So we go into the market, we get the mall, and we get the tenants have a very, very easy way to onboard. And then after that, they can see the benefit after they are really using the data to make the decision. So we don't talk about that. We have a very, very big picture, but we need to execute it step by step. So then for the mall and for the tenants, they can see the benefit very, very fast. And then they will more trust that actually I should be more using the data to make the decisions, right? Then that, I think we really saw that the move for the tenants and the mall.
Data will rule the world. Great perspective this morning. We've been speaking with Jun Ting, Chief Executive Officer of AI Mazing. Jun Ting, thanks for your time. Take care and have a great day. Stay safe, yeah?
Sure. Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.